Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie. It's just you and I and Hubert so far, so we'll give everybody another minute, okay?
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening. Right. Wow, good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good. All right. We have Deacon Lowe, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, and Sister Shirley. All right. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the family and friends prayer service tonight. As always, your family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Before we get started, we're going to go ahead and listen to 1 Chronicles 4. To give any other people opportunity to join while we wait, we'll just listen. In this chapter, we have a further account of the genealogy of the tribe of Judah, the most numerous and most famous of all the tribes. The prosperity of Sobel, the son of Asher, son of Hezron, who was mentioned, was something particular concerning Jabez of Shiloh and others of Shelah. Also an account of the prosperity in cities of Simeon, the conquest of Zidon and of the Amalekites and Mount Seir. Wow. All righty. So I think I had Auntie Carrie playing 1 Chronicles 4 for us this evening.
Yes.
All right, you may proceed.
1 Chronicles 4. The sons of Judah, Aram, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal. And Raiah, the son of Shobal, begat Jahath, and Jahath begat Ahumai, and Lahad. These are the families of the Zorathites. And these were of the father of Etam, Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazalel Ponai. And Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Ezer, the father of Husha, these are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Nara. And Merab bare him Ahuzam and Hefer and Temani and Hahashterai. These were the sons of Nava. And the sons of Hela was Areth and Jezoar and Ethnam. And Kaz begat Anub and Zebubah. And the families of Ahahel, the son of Haram. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And Chelub, the brother of Shur, begat Mahir, which was the father of Eshton, and Eshton begat Bethrephah, and Paseah, and Tehunah, the father of Ir Nahash. These are the men of Rekah. And the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Seraiah, and the sons of Othniel, Hathath. And Meonathai begat Ophrah, and Seraiah begat Joab, the father of the valley of Cherashim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam. And the sons of Elah, even Kenaz. And the sons of Jehaleliel, Ziph, and Zephar, Teriah, and Asrael. And the sons of Ezra were Jether, and Mered, and Ether, and Jalam. And she bare Miriam, and Shemaai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. And his wife, Jehudijah, bare Jered, the father of Gedor, and Heba, the father of Sako, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. And these are the sons of Bethiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, which Mered took. And the sons of his wife, Hodiah, the sister of Naham, the father of Keli, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maccathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon and Rinnah, Ben-Hanan and Pilon, and the sons of Ishai were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were Er, the father of Lekah, and Ladah, the father of Marisha, and the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen of the house of Ashbia, and Jochim, and the men of Chozeba, and Joash, and Saraph, who had the dominion in Moab, and Jeshubai, Lehem. And these are ancient things. These were the potters, and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, and Jamin, Jerib, Zerah, and Shaul. Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son, and the sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, Shimei his son. And Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brethren had not many children, neither did all their family multiply like to the children of Judah. And they dwelt at Beersheba and Moladah, and Hazar Shual, and at Bila, and at Ezim, and at Talad, and at Bethuel, and at Hormah, and at Ziklag, and at Beth Markaboth, and Hazar Sassim, and at Beth Pirei, and at Sharaim. These were their cities under the reign of David, and their villages were Etam, and Aim, Ramon, and Techin, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all their villages that were round about the same cities unto Baal. These were their habitations, and their genealogy, and Meshobab, and Jamlech, and Joshah, the son of Amaziah, and Joel, and Jehu, the son of Josabiah, the son of Seraiah, the son of Asiel, and Elioni, and Jaakobah, and Jeshohaiah, and Asaiah, and Adiel, and Jesemiel, and Benaniah, and Ziza, the son of Shephi, the son of Alon, the son of Jedaiah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by their names were princes in their families. And the house of their fathers increased greatly, and they went to the entrance of Gedor, even into the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found fat pasture, and good, and the land was wide, and quiet, and peaceable. For they of Ham had dwelt there of old. And these written by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and smote their tents, and the habitations that were found there, and destroyed them utterly unto this day, and dwelt in their rooms, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, even of the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatiah, and Neriah, and Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishai. And they smote the rest of the Amalekites that were escaped, and dwelt there unto this day.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for playing First Chronicle 4 for us, Auntie Carrie. We're going to go ahead and jump right into our program. We did not have any more callers to join us. We have Deacon Lowe leading us in opening the prayer, doing the opening prayer for us, if you would go ahead and do that for us.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah.
All bow our heads for prayer, please. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come in your presence to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise through your name. Oh, Heavenly Father, guide us in a straight and narrow path, oh, Heavenly Father. Cover us with the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Oh, Lord, reach out with your everlasting arms, Lord, and cover us with the wings of thy salvation. Oh, Lord, keep us hidden in thy pavilion. Oh, Lord, bless this nation. Bless the peoples. Oh, Lord, and heal the sick, oh, Heavenly Father. And we reach out to those that's in prison. Go and take your spirit to words unto the prisoners. And, Lord, we ask you to bless this nation and the White House of Lord, our nation seems to be surrounded by a lot of enemies. Oh, God, look out for our well-being. And, Lord, I hope something to be said today that we could take throughout our week. And we promise to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for a beautiful prayer, Deacon. We're going to go ahead into our worship song for this evening. The title is Make It Right by Maverick City. Oops, we had a call. Oh, we had Auntie Carrie come back. Okay.
Power on. Caring. Connected.
All right. I remember when sin was sin. And I remember when wrong was wrong. I remember when we all fell short. I got back up, much quicker than the fall. Well, I'm praying that you open up.
When the left was left. Yeah. I remember when we had respect. Ooh, nah, nah, nah. I remember when my mother said no. It's exactly what she meant, and then she followed up and said, because I told you so. I'm praying that you open our eyes. Oh, my God. I'm praying that you open our eyes again.
Make it with some holy conviction. A little love and correction. We can take fever. Give us one last life. So here I am, Jesus. You can make it right. Yeah.
You can take what's
coming. You can make it right.
On jamming with it, but it is a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of reflecting back on where we are today with raising our children and grandchildren and just getting back to some of the basic things about family and connecting with our Father. Love that song. Beautiful. Praise the Lord. All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into our program. We're sharing the Bible verses or teaching lessons. If you don't have anything to share, just say pass and let's talk with us. Do you have anything you'd like to share with us this evening? Would you like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Matthew chapter 11, verse 16 to 19. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to others. We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not moan. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they saw, and they say, here is a glover and a drunkard, a friend of tax collector and sinner. But wisdom is proven right by his deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, but this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading from Matthew 11, 16 through 19. Next I have Auntie Betty. Introduce you up.
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 23, Auntie Betty. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. The word of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, said the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit have a man of all his labor, which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation come, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also arises, and the sun goes down, and hastens to his place where he arose. The wind goes towards the south, and turns about unto the north. It whirls about continuously, and the wind returneth again according to his circuit. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full, unto the place from whence the rivers come. Thither they return again. All things are full of labor,
Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The things that have been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Ecclesiastics 1 and 1 through 9. All righty. Next, we have Bigelow. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'll be coming out of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 25, verses 1 through 12. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done marvelous things, things planned long ago. You have made the city a heap of rubble, the fortified town a ruin, the foreigner's stronghold a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong people will honor you. Cities of ruthless nations will revere you. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm, and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm driving against a wall, and like the heat of the desert. You silence the uproar of foreigners, as heat is reduced by the shadow of a cloud. So the songs of the ruthless is stilled. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all people, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wine. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all people, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day, they will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in him, and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. The hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, but mold will be trampled under him as straw is trampled down in the manure. They will spread out their hands in it as a swimmer spreads out his hand to swim. God will bring down their pride despite the cleverness of their hands. He will bring down your high fortified walls and lay them low. He will bring them down to the ground, to the very dust. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Out of Isaiah 25:1-12. I will go next, and I'm coming out of Hebrews 11, and I'm going to do 1 through. So much good stuff in here. 1 through 6. And it's titled, Faith in Action. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that a universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, Abel still speaks even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Amen.
Amen.
And next I have is Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm coming from Philippians 1.
Okay.
Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are in Philippi, with the bishop and the deacon, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine, for you all make requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bond and in defense of confirmation of the gospel, you are partaker of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all, that bow of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may bound yet more and more in the knowledge and in the judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be secure and without offense until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which is by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Amen. I read from 1 to 11.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Amen. Right, we will move along in our program. Before we pray for our sick and shut in, do we have anyone we want to add to the list or remove from the list?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, we will go ahead in prayer. Father God, we lift up those, including our immediate family and friends, who are facing illness today. Just to name a few, Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellum, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Carrie and Willie Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian and Nafia Tompkins, Tremar, Nasir and Jameer, Jimmy Simmons, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe's family, including Marianne Lowe and Mary Lowe and Hubert Lowe, the family of Auntie Janet Williams, Erica, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins, Jackie, Auntie Martha, and Kenneth Jacob. Dear God, we confess our need for you today. We need your healing and your grace. We need hope restored. We need to be reminded that you work on behalf of those you love constantly, powerfully, completely. Father, forgive us for trying to fix our situations all on our own. Forgive us for running all different directions and spinning our wheels to find help when true help and healing must be found first in you, Father. Forgive us for forgetting how much we need you above everyone and everything else. Heavenly Father, we come to you and bring you the places we are hurting. You see where no one else is able to fully see or understand. You know the pain we've carried. You know the burdens. You know the cares. You know where we need to be set free. We ask for your healing and grace, Father, to cover every broken place, every wound, and every heartache. We thank you that you are able to do far more than we could ever imagine. We thank you for your mighty power that acts on behalf of your children. We reach out to you, and we know that you are restoring and redeeming every place of difficulty, every battle, for your greater glory. We thank you that you will never waste our pain and suffering. We love you, Father. We need you on this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen, amen. Now we are approaching our birthday, and this is from July 9th to the 15th. See what I have on my list today. Oh, we got Auntie Wileen on the 10th. That's tomorrow.
Yes.
Amen, amen. And we have Tally on the 11th. We have Eddie and Isaiah on the 9th. Shantany on the 9th.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And then on the 15th, we have Johnny Williams. Did I miss anyone? Any other names we want to add for the 9th through the 15th? All righty. I was being very proactive. I had chosen someone to sing the birthday song, and just so happened they're not here. Would you do us the honor of singing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Okay, we move along on our next program. Our next round is the opportunity for people to share funny poems, songs, or a praise report. If not, just stay passed and I'll call your name. I'm going to start off with some Deacon Mo.
First of all, good evening. I'd like to everyone to take a moment and let's give some silence of respect towards Miss Janice Williams and family. She passed away last week, and they will be having a funeral on Tuesday. And let's take a moment of silence in respect of her life and the family. Okay, thank you all. I have a little praise. Mom left here Friday, and she made it to Florida safely. And she seems to be having a good time. She ain't on prayer line today. All right, for all y'all prayers, and for her to have a safe journey on to Augusta later on this month, and I would like for you all to have y'all prayers for Sister Donna Smith, granddaughter, ran away from home last night. They haven't been able to find her, so we ask for you all prayers on that that behalf, and I'd like to thank all of you all for joining in today. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing, Deacon Lowe. And yes, prayers up for Donna's 14-year-old daughter that is missing. That she is found safe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next we have Auntie Carrie. any good news you would like to share with us as it relates to a testimony form, song, or praise report?
Yeah, I would like to read just two verses of Psalm 91.
He that dwelleth
in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, He is my refuge, He is my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, reading out of Psalms 91, Auntie Carrie, but I would like an update on that new grandbaby you have.
My great grand, she's good. She's 6 pounds now.
Oh, okay.
And so, but she's still small, but she's growing.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Enjoy.
Yes.
All righty. Next, I have Dot, you have anything
that you
like to share in the
form of this testimony? Yes, I'm just going to say a little thing. You had the church today. We gather this day to worship, but we bring with a heavy burden which weigh us down. We gather this day to praise God, but our heart aches inside of us, and we feel we can go no further. Come all who are brave and who feel weighted down. Come to Jesus. Lord Jesus, take our burden and heal our spirit. Come on in and feel and find some rest. We need that rest, for we are weary. Come on in and discover peace. We need peace for our spirit and weighed down by trouble. You have come to the right place. Our Lord is here, waiting for you. Thanks be to God who brings us rest and peace. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Auntie Dot. Next we have Auntie Betty. Any poems, songs, testimony, praise report, say anything? I'm sorry, we couldn't hear you.
I pass.
All righty, thank you. Next we have Sister Shirley. Any poems, praise, testimony, report that you have to share with us this evening?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to say when Mom May comes to Augusta, sisters, please let me know she's here so I can visit with her as well.
Amen.
Amen. I can't let a day go by without praising his name. I cannot forget from whence I came. I can't let a day go by without counting the cost. No, I can't let a day go by without praising his name. I've been through the fire and I've been through the flood. Like a good soldier, God knows I've been tried. I got to tell you, hold on and be strong. God is still on the throne. I got a story that's got to be told. He brought me out as pure gold. Hold on and be strong. God is still on the throne. I just can't keep it to myself. I got to run on and tell somebody else. I got to tell you, hold on and be strong. God is still on the throne. I just can't let a day go by without praising his name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Sister Shirley. Beautiful. And Deacon Lowe didn't hear what you said, but she said that when Mom gets to Augusta, make sure she's aware so that she can spend some time too.
Oh, okay. Amen.
All righty. Okay, well, that actually concludes the second round. So what I would like to do at this moment is to assign parts for next week. We have First Chronicles 5. Do I have anyone volunteer to read or play the version? Did I hear you volunteer, Deacon Love?
No.
I can do it. Okay, I'll play it. No problem. Oh, you know what? I got Auntie Dot and Auntie Carrie. I'm sorry. Y'all had some little background noise going on. I had to mute you guys. Did you guys volunteer at all?
I did.
I'll play it.
Oh, but y'all both volunteered. I wonder why we're so close. I'm sorry. It was a little background noise. I had to mute you a little bit. Okay. So we're going to go with, who did it tonight? Auntie Carrie? Was it Auntie Dot? That's okay with you, Auntie Carrie?
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer?
Auntie Carrie, do it.
Okay, thank you. How about the closing prayer?
This is Shirley.
All righty. Thank you, God. I appreciate it. All righty. Well, our closing song tonight is going to be Great Is Your Mercy by Donnie McClurkin. And then after that, I will come with the closing prayer and in the conclusion of the call. Let me get to Donnie. Gonna have to look at it.
Thank you.
Ahead and close this out, but before I do, does anyone have anything else they would like to hear before we go into the closing prayer? Okay, then. Gracious Father, we thank you for making this day so successful for us, Father God. We ask you to part, Lord. We ask you to be with us, and may your angels go before us and clear the way so that no harm come before us. We thank you, Father, for your word that you have prepared beforehand for us to touch each other in the tenderness of God. Lord, thank you for the wonderful time that we've shared together, and may our all glory and honor come back to you in everything that we do. Father, as we come to the conclusion of our program this evening, we want to thank you for being with us throughout this evening. Father God, we just ask you to replenish us what we all pour out to each other today and continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. It is in Jesus' name that we believe and we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And everyone have a safe and blessed week, and we will touch base with you all again next Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Amen.
Amen. And the same to you all.
All righty. Love you. Good night.
Good night. Good night.